you know, I'm trying to pick songs that sound good even when GLaDOS has them.
You know what? I'm all muted.
I'm all stressing about GLaDOS. Yeah, GLaDOS has it. I knew she had the board. I don't know how I knew, but I knew this morning.
Mm-hmm. GLaDOS, you are a dirty wench, just so you know.
Anyway,
not in a good way.
Good morning. Good morning. Yay. Yes, that's right. The award-winning. Well, we're part of the award-winning. Mm-hmm. Award-winning Lunch with Ginger and Corey, a part of Gamer Girls Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Your only, I believe your only live gaming podcast, gaming news podcast in the morning. And it's starring the lovely lady over there. What's your name again?
Ginger.
And I am Corey. We're trying to do some crazy new intros.
Yeah. Trying.
We'll pick something out eventually and settle on something new or not. We don't really know. Oh, I think the green tea and the coffee is kicking in. Y'all better be aware.
No coffee here because coffee is disgusting. But, yeah, I'm just starting.
You know what? I'm going to ignore the blasphemy that you just put out there. I'm just going to ignore it because coffee is lovely. Lovely.
Coffee
ginger.
Is evil. It smells so good. It smells so good. But I cannot stand it.
Okay, I think our site is overpowered officially.
Yeah.
I just managed to put a whole press release in a space that's supposed to hold a few tags. That would be interesting to leave it up to see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
Ginger sending me prawn.
Yeah.
Is it sending me prawn? All right. Well, Ginger has to step away for a moment, in which case you are left alone with me, so I'll grope you when nobody's looking. Wait a minute. This is a daytime show. I can't say that. Okay. Anyway, let's get this out of the way for Jay, although Ginger's not here. Boobs. Mm-hmm. Let's get that out of the way. So we have no beginning banter because Ginger had to go away. Anybody else out there want to banter? Nobody? I guess we'll just jump into some news. I do have some good news for you simulicious people out there. We'll be happy to hear this if I can ever get this entire press release out of our tags thing. So I'll just share it with you. You sim people, this will be one of the first times in a long time I actually want a sim expansion pack. I kind of want to play them all, but this is one I really, really want. And I may actually pre-order, which is something I don't do. Oh, look, the tweets are coming. I love you people. I love you guys so much. But let me tell you about this one. The Sims Fame. Yes, that is right. You can pre-order the newest expansion pack from the best-selling PC franchise of all time. I don't care what Halo told you or Call of Duty told you. That honor belongs to The Sims. You will also receive an automatic upgrade to the special limited edition. Hello there,
Limited
Ginger.
Edition Sims?
Hey, this is The Sims. Okay, so now basically you always wanted to be a star. You couldn't do it. You can let your Sims do it. Here's your chance to be a star. You can tell the story of your epic journey to fame. EA today announced The Sims 3 Showtime expansion pack for PC, Mac is in development, and will launch worldwide way in March, unfortunately, not Christmas time. The latest expansion pack from The Sims Studio allows players to live the rags-to-riches story with your Sims and share these experiences with your friends via the lovely Facebook plugin they added to the game. I do not like that. Y'all should have left that out. Using a new and innovative social feature such as individual in-game news feeds and live updates, players are connected to each other like never before. Wait a minute. Looks like they're doing something different. They're saying The Sims 3 Showtime, I called it Fame. I prefer Fame. I do. It's a huge step forward for The Sims franchise. This is from Scott Evans, who's the general manager of The Sims Studio. For the first time, we're introducing social features that allow you to send your Sims to a friend's game, perform at their venue in front of their Sims, where you'll earn both rewards and capture and share these in-game moments of your rise to fame. Okay, that's kind of interesting. That's kind of hot, if it works, because we know how EA is.
EA is the devil.
Yes. The Sims 3 Showtime allows players to connect and share with their friends and fellow fans of The Sims without ever leaving your game, which is good because, you know, sometimes, yeah, they can't find me over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Players will venture into a new world and live the dream as singers, acrobats, magicians, and DJs. I'm going to need a little more than that. Using the all-new Simport features, players can send their Sim into a friend's game to perform in their world, book gigs in their friends' towns, go on tour, and be reviewed. Along the way, players can earn rewards for achieving goals and accomplishing special challenges that can then be tracked and shared via in-game social wall posts. Players have the opportunity to post their Sims' successes, share gameplay techniques, create wish lists, and send gifts. Search for new friends and share memories through their in-game news feeds as e-cards. Nice. Players who enjoy building, like myself, can customize their sim stage using props and special effects to create unique venues, such as a swanky concert hall, a massive stadium, or an indie club. How the stage is built will directly influence a player's sim's performance and career progression. For those who love a challenge, they can earn in-game rewards and accomplish goals, such as performing a legendary show in a high-level venue. For players who enjoy experimenting, an endless amount of gameplay opportunities and choices within the game provide a vast array of situations for cause and effect play and hilarity to ensue. Again, The Sims 3 Showtime is currently available for pre-order. Those who pre-order will now be automatically upgraded to a special limited edition version, which includes the ultimate stage venue. Players can place this fully customizable venue in their world and will be able to use it as an additional stage for Sims to perform on, complete with in-game props, backgrounds, lights, and special effects. This bonus venue is available pre-order while supplies last. You know what? What do you mean while supplies last? It's digital.
Wow. They're trying to sneak that in, aren't they?
Yeah, it's digital. It should be available like this last one up until the very last second, which is what they did last time. I did appreciate that because I picked mine up like hours before it was released and still got the stuff. You guys need to calm down with the whole while supplies last. Mm-mm.
They're really stretching there. But
they tried, but it does not slip by us here at the Lunch and Ginger and Corey. It does not slip by. Yeah. We did not fall for it.
No. We do not fall for that kind of thing. We are alert and ready to go, and yeah, always on point. Yes.
That's quite. I had to correct. I had something else in my mouth to say that's not daytime friendly.
Ooh. We'll be back later this evening. You can say it then.
Whoop.
All right. What do we got? Ooh, all right, so today, the major Xbox 360 dashboard update hits, and there's a little bit of news about this, actually. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Major Xbox 360 dashboard update doesn't include new content providers. All this hype, and we're not going to get our channel? With the second major overhaul of the Xbox 360 dashboard ready to go tomorrow, during a major system update, GameSpot notes that some promised services seem to be missing. Microsoft said previously that a slew of new services would make their way to Xbox Live with this update. Some of those services have apparently been pushed back to late December, while a bunch of other services won't make it onto the Xbox until 2012. In the U.S., Crackle, iHeartRadio, TMZ, UFC, Verizon, Fios, Vivo, Vudu, and YouTube will launch later this month. Some of the bigger services, such as CinemaNow, HBO Go, MLB.tv, and Xfinity On Demand, won't launch until early 2012.
What?
That is
jacked up, people.
Yeah, that is. I want to watch my HBO shows, but of course, you know, they're not going to be the ones I want anyways.
Let me just tell you, although I am not that fond of watching things via my consoles, I'm really not. I was looking forward to not having to stare into the iPad to watch my Sex in the City. I could put it on the screen, get some popcorn, and chill, because I'm still on season, like, 5. I'm trying to get caught up. They're not helping me.
Yeah, I know. I need to finish watching it so I can get some inspiration going. I've been watching Stargate Universe and Firefly.
Oh, see, that's another one I have to catch up. I got a ton of shows. I never saw The Sopranos, so I'm planning on watching that.
I will have to tell you about my experience with Firefly recently.
Uh-oh.
Later. Yeah, after the show. Yeah, it was interesting.
I also never saw Entourage, not all of them. I saw a couple, and I always wanted to watch it, so I said I will wait until it's done, and I will just sit down and just go through them, run through them, you know.
Never watched Entourage either.
Entourage is good. Hilarious. I like that the whole behind-the-scenes of Hollywood thing. This is what's going on, at least we assume.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Thanks a lot, yeah. Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown. I was actually going to write this at 3 this morning, but I decided it's much funnier when you hear me tell you about it than when I write it. There's a new AOL out. Did you guys know?
A new AOL?
Yes.
Well, okay. I got to tell you about that too later.
I got to tell you. Okay, AOL for the past 6 months, if you're still, and you guys know why I still have an AOL account, you know, tech dumb relatives that can't find you if you change your email address. So I've, you know, had my same AOL account for like since they, you know, AOL existed. And they've updated and they are apparently looks like they're trying to put their toe in the water to compete with the likes of the Google and Yahoo, their front page. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, it's damn good.
Is it?
I am impressed from the time they rolled everything over. You know, for 6 months they were, you know, looks like they were trying to fix things and it was crazy. And I was like, you know, God, if I didn't need this account, I would so just leave AOL. But I think I'm sticking around. It is smooth. It loads. There's no issues. It's pretty. They give you all these backgrounds to play with. For those of you who maybe want to get different kinds of news, maybe you like just gaming news. Maybe you like just thanks a lot, Ginger. Maybe you like just business news. Maybe you want just news about fashion. You have the ability to customize your front page. It comes with a calendar. Yeah, if you, that's what you liked. It comes with a to-do list, a calendar, which sends you reminders. It'll even allow you, if you're like me, I don't really like e-cards either, but if you wanted to, you have trouble remembering people's birthdays, you put it in, and it'll send them an e-card for you on their birthday. Happy birthday, and it'll let you know it sent it. So you'll be like, oh, you know it was their day.
That is awesome.
All kinds of cool stuff. It also still has folder storage for you. Those of you who are like me, sometimes there's emails you need to hang on to for whatever reason, so you still have the ability to add your folders. And still you have AIM. Now, it's been able to do this for a couple of years, but I think it probably works better now where you can connect it to your Facebook and every other social network you have, your AIM.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say every other social network, I mean your Flickr, your whatever, your StumbledUpon, your Facebook, your Twitter, and you can connect it all to your AIM and just roll from there. Lovely. They did such a great job. And it's pretty. It really
that
is pretty.
That sounds that way, yeah.
It's gorgeous. I was so impressed. Because before, I would click email, and I'd have to wait for it to load up. And I thought it was my connection. But since they've done this, as soon as I click on it, it's open. I don't even think Gmail is this quick. I don't know if it's because it's new, it's quick. You know, the bad stuff hasn't started to happen. But when I click it, let's click an email. Let's count.
How's the spam
one.
Over there?
There you is go. That was 1 second. I got to
very
one.
Nice. How's the spam over there? Is it better? Is it?
I get a lot of spam, but that's because this particular email is kind of a junk email. When I sign up for stuff,
yeah.
I use this one. But they're very good about separating out the spam. They'll grab a bunch of stuff and you'll never see it. But it will not delete it. It'll allow you to go and check, of course, like they all should do. And you can get rid of them. And once you get rid of it, then it constantly will keep sending that particular type of email to spam, meaning it learns from what you like and you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say I get these 1, 2, 3 greetings from the e-card places, if I click that and start marking it as spam, the next couple of times I'll never see it again. It'll go straight to spam.
Wow.
So then I just go delete. But you still have to go through your folders, people. You never know. But so I am impressed, AOL. Good job. So far, so good. None of my folders disappeared. All my stuff is still there. I'm impressed, and I'm telling you, it's so quick and fast. I want to say it looks like it's Flash, but I'm not sure. Either way, it's gorgeous. It does look a lot like the new Gmail, but I think this is prettier than Gmail. I don't necessarily like the way the new Gmail looks at all.
Mm-hmm.
But this is very, very pretty. Good work. This good work right here.
Good work. Good work. All right. What have I got? Oh, I've got Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna. What I've got.
All right. Together? Are they naked?
No, but they're all of legal age, so sure, why not?
Not that I want Justin Bieber naked, because that's just not right.
No, not at all. No. All right, so Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna headline new downloadable... That. Ooh, all right. Things kicking in. New downloadable content for You Star on MTV. All right, so... You Star... Today announced new downloadable content for YouStar on MTV that is primed to hit the Xbox Live marketplace between now and the end of 2011. Continuing the transformation of MTV's most current and popular content into a unique interactive experience. Kinect for Xbox 360 YouStar on MTV users will be able to add a host of new content to their original library of 80 playable scenes. Available as single scenes and a variety of theme packs, players can insert themselves into new shows such as Awkward and Yo MTV Raps, as well as a new music video featuring Justin Bieber, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna. All right, so what do we got? We got downloadable content, we got music videos, All Time Low, I Feel Like Dancing, Lady Gaga, The Edge of Glory, Rihanna, What's My Name?
Rihanna is your name, in case you didn't know. I just thought, yeah.
What's was like, wait, what? All right, we've got scenes. We've got, oh, God, for all you Jersey Shore people.
Oh.
Wrong to walk away. Everything's copacetic. The real world, who can play this game. Yeah, and a whole bunch of other stuff. We've got music videos, like I said, Justin Bieber, Mistletoe, Lady Gaga, Poker Face, Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, and Rihanna, Only Girl in the World. And then there's a whole bunch of other scenes from such things as Teen Wolf, The State, The Real World, Laguna Beach, Jersey Shores, Death Valley, The City, Awkward, and a bunch of others. So if you're into this, and as you could tell, I'm not, because I'm rolling my eyes so hard they hurt. Yeah, this is going to be on U-Star on NTV sometime before the end of the month.
Boo. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say boo. Yay.
Any of y'all who are rotting your brains away watching Jersey Shore, lose all.
Don't get me. Don't. Let's not even. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't mind quote such stuff. And it's like, oh, my God, are you really quoting those stupid twits?
I have to agree with what I heard on the Wendy Williams show. Well, no, I disagree with her, actually, because she said they, you know, the Walk of Fame people have said reality stars are not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree to a certain degree. I don't think shows like The Jersey Shore should be allowed. Maybe if it's a game show, you know, like your Design Star and those,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
Project Runway.
Yeah.
Because they're actually doing something. You have to have talent to be on those shows. But if you're from Jersey Shore or Real Housewives or any of those variety,
no.
I sat down yesterday just, you know, before I passed out. Ironically, maybe this made me pass out, and tried to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I said, this is dribble. Who is watching this?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you watching a bunch of people act stupid? I could look out my window and see that every day, and it didn't take up so much of my time.
Exactly. You want to see craziness like this? You want to see drama like this? You know what? Take your happy little butt down to a club, sit it on a stool somewhere, and watch.
And they got drinks in there.
Yes.
And you
yes.
might pick up a cute guy while you're there, too.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
Reality shows.
Reality shows make my head hurt.
Well, apparently there are some brains somewhere in Washington. We want
there
to.
Are?
There are? Yes. We want to give a round of applause for one Mr. Michael Gove. Yeah. Secretary of State for Education Michael Gove has said that he backs the call for computer science to be a part of the national curriculum. It only took 30 years. I don't know.
Oh, my God, yes. About flipping time.
He says replacing ICT with computer science in schools is central to the Next Gen Skills campaign launched last month by Yuki. Again, notice this is not here in the United States. With help from Google, Nesta, and Skillset, who see it as crucial to putting the UK at the forefront of future high-tech business. Notice not here in the U.S. Sad. Talking to students at Catmose College about ICT in school, Gove said what we should have is computer science in the future, and how it fits into the curriculum is something we need to talk about. We need to talk to scientists and experts in coding about, and to young people about, to make sure that that part of what happens in schools, which deals with technology and computing, is relevant. It is relevant. They live in a computerized world. They need it.
Yes.
excuse me. The Gove's comments are the first since the government said it understood the need to develop skills in the digital and creative sectors, but at the time remained uncommitted in its official response to the Livingstone Hope Review. The review was submitted to the government in February with 20 recommendations to boost the digital games and visual effects industries in the UK. Should also be here. The remarks by the Secretary for Education will please campaigners such as Ian Livingstone, who has held meetings with Gove Special Advisor Dominic Cummings, about introducing computer science to the classroom. That needs to be worldwide.
Yes. Yes, there's no reason. These children who are not getting this teaching, the schooling, there we go, are going to be behind. If you cannot work a computer, if you cannot...
Well, most of them can, but it's the level of understanding of what they're even doing is what's ridiculous. And I am of a mind, I think by the time in this day and age a kid is 5, they should know how to write their first program. They just should. And it should, even if it's the Hello World program, everybody knows what that is, the one that makes your computer say Hello World to you. By 5, they should know how to do this. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that way, you know, they have a basic understanding of programming, how the program works, what's going into it. This will also eliminate, we have, you know, kids becoming idiot teenagers who start yelling about, why is my game messed up? I beta tested it, and it was messed up in beta, too. Yeah.
This is why we have this, because nobody knows how this stuff works. They just think they turn it on. The developers are at the companies and they're waving a magic wand like in Harry Potter, and voila, there's all of you. And it's not how it works, people.
If only it were that easy, people. But yeah.
I wish it was that easy. Hell, we'd have 5 or 6 games out for that matter. So.
Hell, yeah.
It would be so nice to have this a part of curriculum. I'm also down for this. Any political backers watching, if you have a teacher who does not know how to work her computer, she needs to not be teaching, because it's ridiculous.
Yes, yes, yes. There's no reason for this nowadays. And so many I had this conversation with a friend of mine the other day. He was talking about, oh, you know, I've got this big computer and da-da-da-da-da, and I spent all this money on it. And I was like, why didn't you build it? Well, it's hard to do. No, it's not hard to do. Can you read? Can you follow instructions?
See, and that's the problem. That's exactly why kids need to be taught this in school. They need to be taught the very big computer basics, the basic program, what Windows does. And, yes, throw the Mac in there, too, because there's a lot of Mac users. And then they need to be taught how to build them. This is how you put them together. Then they need to be taught, you know, social media, things you shouldn't be posting. There you go. You wanted to know how to make it relevant. This is part of their lives, their day-to-day lives. They're putting stuff on Facebook. They have computers. They should know how to do all of this, because this is the world that they live in.
I mean, if you can't so much as install an antivirus program on your computer and know how to run it and know what you're looking at when you're actually reading the information.
Ridiculous.
It is. It is. Because, I have somebody very close to me who has no idea how to do any of that. Drives me up the wall. It's like, can you?
Honey, I am the tech in my family, period. I am now the tech on my block.
I'm the tech person on my block.
I don't want to be. That's not, you know, it's great, but I don't want to be. My neighbor came here the other night trying to figure out how to do something. Let me tell you how bad it is. He actually had, he bought some computers or whatever he bought, and he had them, dropped them off here, and then he wanted me to look them over before he took them home so that he could make sure there was.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Look here, neighbor person.
Google is your friend. There are all kinds of tech forums. Even if you're basic, if you're just starting out, there are all kinds of tech forums where there are going to be trolls, so, you know, you got to suck it up, put on your big girl panties, and deal with them. But there are plenty of tech people out there who will more than hold your hand and walk you through the basics.
I wouldn't send them to the tech places. I would tell you there are also
books.
Yeah, tech classes and books everywhere. If you've got a half price books in your city, just go look in there and look for, you know, beginning computer things. And it costs.
Do you have a local college? Go down there, take a night class in the intro to PC. They'll teach you the basics. It's fun. It's easy. It's one night a week, two nights a week, maybe an hour, and it's really good for you. You should
get out.
It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your level or your skill. Go take one of these classes.
You got to. Yeah, you got to. It's just the world that we live in. You can, what is it, some lady was telling me the other day, I don't like those computer thingies. I haven't had one, and I won't be getting one for the next 20 years.
Computer thingies?
Yeah, I told her, I said, oh, you're not getting one, huh? We're going to see how you get your Medicare check from here on out, since you don't want to get a computer. We're going to see what's going to happen in about 20 years, because it's all going to be automated and computerized. And when you don't get it, they're going to say to you, check your email. And you're going to say, what? Oh, well, you don't have an email, well, nothing we can do for you.
As is, it's just now getting to the point where people are catching up. I was one of the first of my crowd where I do not have a physical landline to my home. I have and have had cell phones for years. No physical landline.
I have one intermittently, depending on if I'm doing contract work from somebody that wants me to have a landline. But generally, they're paying for it. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
Courtney needs to teach me her skills.
Dude, every day I'm hustling. Okay, so anyway. Okay, is it my turn? Oh, no, it's your turn.
Is it my turn? All right, here we go. U.S. court denies Apple's request for preliminary injunction.
They need an injection.
It says injection. I'm not even kidding.
They need
injunction
one.
Against Samsung. See, people, sometimes it's not even us. Sometimes it's press releases. All right. While Apple managed to get a number of preliminary injunctions against Samsung and other countries in their ongoing battle of trademark disputes related to iOS devices, it looks like the U.S. courts aren't playing ball. U.S. District Judge Jody Koh has decided Apple's request for a preliminary injunction that would have barred Samsung from selling its Galaxy brand tablets and smartphones on Friday. On Friday. While things could go Apple's way eventually after a trial, the decision allows Samsung to continue to sell its Android-based devices without interference from the courts or Apple. Apple began its fight in earnest against Samsung in April, leading to a whopping 23 lawsuits all around the world.
Holy crap.
Apple, please ghost it on an iPhone and spin.
Oh.
Apple's contention in these lawsuits is that Samsung's Galaxy S and S2 smartphones and Galaxy Tab tablets draw heavily from the design of the iPhone and iPad. Apple has been pretty successful elsewhere in getting limited preliminary injunctions based on registered European community design rights and a handful of function patent claims. During the U.S. case, Apple accused Samsung of violating numerous U.S. design and utility patents, as well as violating Apple's trade dress, including unique packaging design and other related trademarks and intellectual property. All right, so what it came down to. Judge said that prior art, a tablet which was imagined in a promotional video cooked up by Knight Rider in the 90s, may eventually invalidate some of Apple's design. Knight Rider pwned you. That's awesome.
Yes, it does.
She also noted that Samsung appears to have created a design that is likely to deceive an ordinary observer. The court also agreed with Apple's contention that the list-scrolling bounce-back patent was valid and thus past Samsung devices likely infringed. Because Apple has licensed this technology to other companies, and because Samsung has offered such a licensing or was offered such a licensing deal in 2010, which it declined, the judge ruled that the infringement could be satisfied with a monetary award. All right, so the full trial is going to happen sometime next year. So everybody, pop your popcorn, find a seat. We're going to see how this happens. Samsung and Apple. It's going to be a pretty good fight.
It's going to be a
Apple,
damn good fight.
You got pwned by Knight Rider, though. That is hilarious.
You know, I don't know why they doing a whole patent thing, because you could go that they got pwned by Knight Rider. We can say the iPad comes from
It was in some science fiction movie.
It wasn't the one with Sylvester Stallone. I can never remember the name. Demolition Man. Demolition Man is your iPhone, your iPad, right there. There's a guy carrying it around. He's talking to Sandra Bullock back and forth through it. That's where you got the camera. Mm-hmm. It's straight out of that movie. So if they wanted to, the people who wrote that could come back and say, I got that copyright infringement.
Uh-huh, exactly. People go back through history. Go read a lot of your standard science fiction series, a lot of popular ones. You're going to find a lot of things that were written years ago that we're seeing now.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that were in movies and TV shows there they put in.
Mm-hmm.
Even before the Wii did the whole motion thing, and now Xbox Kinect, because same thing could happen to them. Let me go back, another Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. What's the one where they're on Mars? I never remember the name of these freaking movies.
Oh, crap, you're talking about, he was some kind of cop.
He was a secret agent, and he lost his memory before the Bourne Identity did it.
Yes, I know, and I just had it in my head, too, and now it's just totally gone. And, of course, it's Schwarzenegger, so that could be why I'm forcefully not remembering.
Yeah, with Sharon Stone, where she's playing tennis, and she has the 3D image next to her. That is straight-up Kinect and Wii motion capture.
Yes, exactly.
So people, get over it. Stop trying to bar Samsung and just
and
bring your A game.
And what's Apple, I want to say, is being sued by several companies for patent infringement for these sort of things.
The thing is, you all need to get over it. And if you're worried about somebody stealing your ideas, just bring your A game. Quit trying to fight it. And
yes,
just say, no,
exactly.
Let me do something else. Let me bring it.
Competition is good. Competition is real good. We want bigger. We want better. Right. Well, actually, in this case, we want smaller. We want better.
Or as we say in the South, say, if you're scared, say you're scared. You know?
Exactly.
Say it. So I have in my hot little digital hands.
Oh, what you got?
Images of the new Droid.
Droid? Yeah, and that's the other deal. Apple Switch.
Run my Droid. Well, Motorola Mobility Inc. and Verizon Wireless today introduced the two new additions to the Droid family to deliver a new and unparalleled experience on America's fastest and most reliable 4G network. I love how they throw that in there. They just make us advertise for them. The Droid XY board tablets. That's right. I said tablets. The two new Droid tablets present new options for consumers looking to stay connected, productive, and entertained. Additionally, Verizon Wireless will debut the trend-setting Droid Razr by Motorola in a flashy new white color for Christmas. Hot, right? I hear that phone is, like, indestructible. And that's what I need. It's shockproof. It can be dropped in the water. That's what I need right there. But that bad boy is $400. So look here, Verizon. Unless you're going to send it to us, I will not be having one. But I do need it. That's one of those phones you got to have. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, that was a short one. So I'm going to jump into another one really quick. May I, Ginger?
You may. You may. I'm trying to get this stupid one to reset.
Aren't you playing the Old Republic right now?
Testing just closed.
Well, they are bragging about how many people that they got over Thanksgiving weekend. EA's Eric Brown has revealed that over 2 million of you out there participated in the recently concluded Star Wars The Old Republic beta, with 750,000 unique users signing in over the Thanksgiving weekend. You all were eating turkey and killing the Sith. That's nice. GI.biz is reporting that at a peak, 250,000 of you all were playing concurrently, which is amazing. How was it, Ginger?
It ran really well, and the community was actually very friendly. A lot of you people, I love you. It seemed more adults. It was very few children. I mean, there were conversations going on about rental values and all kinds of different things, stocks, and yeah, I loved it. It was really good.
Well, each of those players, Brown told an audience at the Global Media and Communications Conference in New York, logged an average of 12 hours of play over the three-day holiday. That's each person, not 12 hours total, but each person did 12 hours. John Ritzitiel, I can never say your name, John. We're just going to call you John R. We'll call you JR. Has previously
not
claimed.
Not the one that gets shot.
By the way, that show's coming back, did you know?
With all the original cast,
I was too little
well,
to watch
hurry,
it.
Hurry, because that one guy has cancer.
I was all like, I'm not going to watch it, but it's the original cast because I was little when it came out. I just barely remember it, and I've been taken to the actual ranch because you know it's here in Texas. That's like a stopping point, so I'm excited. Anyway, we're all off the subject. We'll come back to that in a minute. JR previously claimed that the game could see profit from as few as 500,000 players, with Sony's online Joe Smedley predicting that the game could garner as many as 2 million players quite quickly, despite some misgivings about a pure subscription monetization model. Star Wars The Old Republic will launch in just a week or so, a little over a week, on December 20th this year. Ginger, I'm going to lose some ginger. Wow.
Yeah.
There's a guy here who's another journalist. We're not going to say the name of your website because we don't really know you. We don't know you like that. But he says he was thrilled, like the first time he played Ocarina of Time. Everything was done amazingly, especially the voice acting. You guys said you didn't like the voice acting, you and Snow.
The voice acting wasn't so bad. It was storyline itself. It was the quest line that was a little bit weak.
Now, see, he's saying it's good. I think that's an interesting man-woman thing. We may have to talk about that.
I wanted to be evil, and I was choosing the evilest things I could think of when they would give us the options, because it gives you, like, 3, 4, or 5 options of what you want to do. And I would choose the most evil one out of it, and then the people were just like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, please don't beat me. And I was like, come on, fight me, something.
No, Jedi Academy, if you went evil, oh, it was on. You had to fight not only the
Sith, exactly.
But you had to fight the other people. What's the good one? The Force? The Sith? Oh, man, I love that game. They need to redo that one for me.
And, like, the whole scene where I killed the dad with the son sitting right there, you know? I was expecting an actual gunfight. I mean, come on, fight for your kid. No, he just stood there while I shot him, and that was it.
That is straight out of the Jedi Academy, actually. I believe that's the opening, if it's not the opening scene, it's the one where you decide if you're going to go good. Because I was on the fence the whole game, back and forth, so I could get both powers. And towards the end, I was like, I saved one where I could pick it good and one bad. And when I did the bad side, I had to just be really badass because I had to fight everybody then. Not just one side, everybody. So I don't know. That is straight out of the game. I hope they do something with that. Good luck.
Yeah, and like I said, another one was I came up to, I guess it was a boss mob kind of thing. I went through the whole quest. I had to kill a whole bunch of little bitty bad guys. And I get to the end, the last one, and all right, there was a fight, but it was like 2 shots and he was down. I was like, this is kind of weak.
The
game
this?
Itself was beautiful. The game was beautiful. It ran smoothly. Like I said, the community seemed to be very adult. I don't think I ran into any children while I was there. It was nice. It was really nice.
It's
not something I'm going to be
playing.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless they force you to.
Yeah, I mean, if they...
you know what I mean. If they force you to.
If they force me, I'll play. But
otherwise, no.
Otherwise, yeah, no, I wouldn't. It's just not my kind of MMO. It's not. And they didn't compare. We're getting off topic. But hold on. Compared to Fallen Earth, where they actually have the hitboxes, you know, you can actually headshot people with a gun, shoot them in the chest, da-da-da-da-da, whatnot. They did not do this. You cannot walk off the target. You cannot maneuver and shoot at the same time. Which
I did tell you, Fallen Earth, if you've never played Fallen Earth and you play MMOs, just don't play it because it will spoil you. Because after you come out, you're like, what? I can't headshot?
Yeah, I could not headshot. Like I said, you could not maneuver and shoot at the same time because your mouse is your crosshairs. So maneuvering and shooting is just not happening. And that is something that Fallen Earth was able to do. You actually locked onto your target.
You're their arm, you blow off hands, arm, foot.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, yes. I love that. All right. It's my turn again, and I just lost. There we go. Found it. Y'all heard me rave about this game a couple of weeks ago. And, well, now there's a price drop. Blood Rain Betrayal gets a temporary price drop on the North American PlayStation Network. So if you
did they leave out the sexy this time?
yeah, it does look that way, actually. Well, I see it once. All right, so don't worry, North American friends. Blood Rain Betrayal is getting its shot at a great deal on the North American PlayStation Network. As a follow-up to the recent promotion in European territories, the critically acclaimed Blood Rain Betrayal is receiving a temporary price cut starting today, December 6th, and going through December 13th. If you've not played, seriously, play this game. So much fun. Now the blood-sucking, vampire-decapitating 2D action will be available for 20% off. See, this is how you do it. Don't tell me about how sexy she is. Tell me about how vicious she is.
Yes.
It truly is the best time to take on the role of the ever-so-deadly half-vampire Rain. And she is deadly. I'm talking blood everywhere.
Blood.
Oh, God, seriously. Beheading, it's awesome. Stomping the heads in of some vampires, it's so good. Blood Rain.
I'm scared. I'm very scared for you.
I love it. Blood Rain Betrayal is a satisfying hack and slash featuring Rain, the original video game femme fatale, on her quest for vengeance. Developed by WayForward, this is another example of an amazing game rejuvenated and dialed up by the critically acclaimed developer. Blood Rain Betrayal delivers over-the-top stylish action with a healthy dose of bloodshed. Seriously, blood everywhere. You are Rain, the sexy vampire. All right, sexy is kind of ants, 2D. Anyway, with superhuman strength, speed, and agility, recruited by the vampire-hunting Brimstone Society for one last mission. The target is a lavish yet sinister ball in a secluded castle with plenty of dark surprises. With the help of a mysterious friend and members of Brimstone, who often run away and leave you standing there by yourself, Rain must infiltrate the manor, take out the Fiendish Horde, and stop an evil master plot once and for all. I love this game. It's so much fun. My fingers were so sore after playing this because I just could not put it down.
All right. Ginger is addicted.
Yes.
They don't have a patch for that. I just want to point out to you. There's no patch. There's no help for you. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Seriously. It was so good. I was fighting vampires all over the place, and I figured out how to work the whole AOE stuff. So, yeah. It was awesome. There was blood everywhere. I was laughing so hard.
Ginger, you are not making a good case. You are
women
not
are
making...
evil. Women are evil. Everybody knows this.
Oh, you reminded me of my tagline for my character way back when I played a vampire. My tagline under my name was, "Didn't your mother tell you the woman was a devil? The devil was a woman. The devil was a woman. The woman was a devil." Yeah. So, anyway. You got 5 minutes. We have been chatty boxes today.
We have. I would apologize, but this has been good information. You really want to know this stuff.
And it's cold. We have to drum up some heat.
Yes, and we're both hyped up on energy stuff, so whee!
Yes, be afraid. Okay, so I just got something else good for you.
You got it. What you?
My, as soon as my computer catches up, thanks a lot, Ginger. You took my story.
I'm sorry.
You took my story. Okay. All right, so there's a new, let me just share as soon as I get it to load properly. Yay. All right, yes. Codemasters. You've heard of them. We've mentioned them before.
No, I've never heard of them. Nope.
Yeah. They're one of Britain's largest video game developers, and they've chosen Nexteria One, Europe's leading expert in communication services, to deliver the physical networking infrastructure that enables the company to support its software and game developers with high-quality, high-performance communications. I know you're saying, why do I care? This means better games for us. Nexteria One has delivered a physical infrastructure and cabling solution for the refurbishment of the company's Birmingham site, not Birmingham, Alabama, but Birmingham over in the UK. Yes, there is one. Nexteria's Unified Building Services division helped Codemasters to upgrade and improve its Birmingham facilities to a very demanding specification, which includes at least 5 access points per desk to allow software and games developers to be able to simultaneously run a variety of equipment, including PCs and consoles, right from their desktop. Can you imagine being at work and you got every console on your desk? Oh, my God.
That is hot.
Founded in 1986, Codemasters is a developer and worldwide publisher of entertainment software for PCs and consoles and online applications. As one of the largest gaming companies in Britain, Codemasters publishes for all gaming platforms, including the Xbox, the PlayStation, including the BAFTA award-winning Race Driver Grid and F1 back in 2010. Nexteria designed and installed a cabling infrastructure based on Cat6 cabling. Ooh. Say
that
it, though.
Yeah.
To provide high-performance communications required for a specific environment for video and online games, over 100 developers work in the Birmingham office, and each has at least 5 access points. That is so nice. Okay, so you can check out the rest of this press release if you are interested in knowing what all these lovely people got and how wonderful their job is and be depressed because you work somewhere like Office Space. Anyway, you can check that out on our website at KimAndHChicks.com. I am so jealous. I can't have all my consoles here in the office. Boo.
Yeah, boo.
I had one in here once upon a time. I had the Wii in here once upon a time, but I never got anything done.
Yeah, my Xbox and my Wii are in the other room.
Yeah, I'm serious. I didn't get anything done. I noticed one day I played Red Steel until my arm. I couldn't lift my arms. And I was like, I was supposed to be reviewing something. I forgot what I was doing. Sorry. All right, guys, it's time for our break.
All right, and when you come back, I'm going to talk about some copyright stuff, maybe exempting jailbreaking.
What's the difference between me
Ooh,
and you?
That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between me and you?
Oh, it's no, it's Tuesday, it's Tuesday. Don't tease me.
The
You guys know where to find us, GameAndHChicks.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. It's still not redirected yet. It's coming. Breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you listen tonight. If you're into it, Tix and Easton will be talking about some interesting things going on the world. It's like a nice and fashion. You know, I forgot to post my pictures of my Asian chick last week, so I'll be getting those up shortly.
Venom and comments, bitching on forums. Make videos, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, you need to chill on the flame. My name
girl,
is
I love you. I want to have your digital baby.
It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the comments.
It's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? My GPS is too hot. Well, I go, pew, pew. I'm going to pop the charge by a single mattress, fam. Now my steady volume tenor about to get canned. What's the difference between me and you? My GPS is too hot. Well, I go, pew, pew.
Yo, I play with it. While I release my beats, I grin with it. Never knew about WoW music videos until Nim did it. I stay committed with my spec. I love the way I crit it. My pet is a hunger in his eyes that spark like Riddick. Black and loaded, I'm going off like I'm in Beirut. I be taking down bosses while bosses be dropping more loot. I play my class like I'm supposed to do. I pop traps and hot hollow points to each and all of you. A BM hunter sounds like thunder. My style's like a pirate with too much plunder. Never too much. Nerf me now if you think I'm OP, or I'll tear you a new one like it's my sweet 16. So what's the difference between me and you? I can do so much damage while still looking cute. Until this patch, you better watch your snatch, cause when I release my pack, he's sure to scratch you. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? My DPS is too hot, well I go, pew, pew. I'm gonna pop the charge by a single mattress, fam. I'm a steady falling header about to get canned.
I love that girl.
The matter. I gotta hurry up and get leveled up inside Dragon Soul so I can get some PvP on.
Ah, we are back on the other side of the break. That was
Yay!
A little bit of the What's the Difference Between Me and You by one of our favorites, PvP girl, Gigi and Nim, more importantly.
Gigi, she's so hot.
She got a little skill. I like that girl. I like that girl a lot.
Have you seen her real life picture?
Oh. I have. She's actually cute.
Mm-hmm.
As she said, I can still do damage while looking cute. That's us here, too. We do a lot of damage, and we look cute.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I ain't looking too cute right now. I got a whole Sex in the City weird thing going on with the clothes. You know how you always see Carrie with a T-shirt and the cutie little shorts, and then she got a scarf on, and you're like, why
mm-hmm.
are you wearing that? I understand that today, because it's hot, and it's cold in my house, so I need this scarf on.
I have, yeah, I have pajamas on that have, like, martinis and stuff like that, and... Yeah, margaritas, and
yeah,
I don't know what that other one is.
Our second lifestyles are a lot like our real life. Oh, no, but this one here, let me go you one better. I have on mixed match socks, but they're Christmas. I have a red and a green sock on.
And I have regular socks on. Yesterday I had toe socks on, though, which are
look,
really
look,
cute.
And my red one has a Santa Claus on the bottom.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yes, because he's supposed to be the grip so that I don't fall, but my green one is just the old sock I found. But
hey,
I'm Christmassy, I'm warm, and I'm feeling fine.
yes, feeling fine.
So what's this copyright, what you got?
Oh, all right, hold on, wrong tab, there we go. All right, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. They pulled it from EFF. If y'all don't know what that is, that's the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Ooh, nice.
EFF asks U.S. Copyright Office to exempt jailbreaking fair use from DMCA. Yes, and again, just for y'all, DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Act. If you've not read it, go read it. It's very important. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has asked the U.S. Copyright Office to exempt jailbreaking devices such as the iPhone and PS3 from enforcement under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. What do they say? The EFF Intellectual Property of November 30th statement says, the DMCA is supposed to block copyright infringement, but instead it can be misused to threaten creators, innovators, and consumers, discouraging them from making full and fair use of their own property.
That's
Have
right.
You, yes. This was actually by EFF Director Corin McSherry. Hobbyists and tinkers who want to modify their phones or video game consoles to run software programs of their choice deserve protection under the law. So do artists and critics who use short excerpts of video content to create new works of commentary and criticism. Copyright law shouldn't be stifling such uses. It should be encouraging them. The EFF said that the Samuelson Law Technology and Public Policy Clinic at the University of California, Berkeley, and other organizations, and the Organization for Transformative Works helped them draft the request. The Copyright Office will hold hearings on the proposed DMCA exemptions in September 2012 with a final rulemaking order expected in October of 2012. All right, so if you want to check out the full exemption request, there is a link. If you head over to EFF.org, they have it up on their website right now. It's a PDF, so you can read it. People, if you have just a couple of minutes, go over there and read this. You really should find out what all this is. For us video game news websites, this could actually affect us in a couple of months. It could actually effectively shut a lot of us down if we can't use our... Yeah,
because right now we're looking for workarounds for the possibility that we won't be able to post trailers and things.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find a way around doing it.
Yeah, all of you Machinima people, y'all love watching Machinima. Things like what we were just doing, our music, it's going to be all illegal. So please, get active in this. Do something. Vote.
That's very true. Be afraid, people. Be afraid.
Write
to Wow, there's so much news coming in while I'm sitting here. Okay. Well, we were already talking about the fighting that's going on within the mobile community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's more fighting going on. The war rages on. Verizon blocks Google Wallet on Galaxy Nexus. It's according to VentureBeat.com. Yes. Verizon wants to own your mobile identity, which may be why the company blocked the Google Wallet mobile payments app on the forthcoming Samsung Galaxy Nexus smartphone. Verizon is instead banking on the Isis mobile payments platform, which was jointly developed by Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and now I'm definitely not getting this phone because I don't like either of those companies. ISIS was conceived as a nationwide mobile commerce network to replace physical wallets and the phones people already have in their pockets.
Verizon, yeah, this kind of thing kind of freaks me out anyway, so.
Yeah. Verizon asked us not to include this functionality in the product, the Google representative confirmed to VentureBeat. Both ISIS and Google Wallet use near-field communications, NFC chips that are becoming standard in many Android smartphones, including the Galaxy Nexus. Users can make a purchase by simply swiping their phone over an NFC receiver at the point of sale. Both ISIS and Google Wallet can be linked directly to credit cards and gift cards to simplify the purchasing process. I don't like this at all. But both platforms aren't just about payment. They're about controlling digital identity outside of the home in many more ways. While mobile payments can be the core of our offering, it's only the start, said ISIS Chief Executive Officer Michael Abbott in a prepared statement from September. It says, we plan to create a mobile wallet that ultimately eliminates the needs for consumers to carry cash, credit and debit cards, reward cards, coupon tickets, transit passes, etc. The Verizon version of the Samsung Galaxy Nexus will sell for $299 with a 2-year contract. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Samsung smartphone is among the season's most hotly anticipated rivals to the iPhone. Keeping one step ahead of Google is even more important now that the search giant owns Motorola Mobility and will soon begin shipping handsets preloaded with Android software. Recently, Google chairman Eric Schmidt said that owning Motorola would not constitute a competitive edge for Google, but Verizon is smart not to leave anything to chance. The mobile payment space is definitely heating up. In mid-November, Verifone bought Payments Technology Point in a deal valued at more than $1 billion. Mobile payments have been a mainstay in countries such as Japan for many years, but thanks to offerings like ISIS and Google Wallet, it's finally beginning to find some ground in the U.S. I'm going to say no to this.
Yes.
This is a dangerous thing because you know those hackers, somebody's going to be standing around the store and they're going to capture that information right
in. Yeah, and that's the main thing. I really want to know what Verizon has to say on this. I mean, I know they're saying, you know, they want to own all this information, da-da-da-da-da. But I'm actually curious, what does Verizon have to say about this? I mean, is it actually where they're just not wanting this on their phones, or is there a specific reason? Is there something with the software that they're not trusting? They want more testing on it? What's the deal?
I think it's about the money. We'll be talking more about this. I think Thursday this will be one of the things that we talk about, the way this is going. I don't particularly like that all my information will be on my cell phone. Don't get me wrong. Some things I would like not to carry in my wallet. I do think things like your driver's license maybe or something like that maybe I wouldn't mind carrying around with me because it's less paper in my purse. But my money, no. I never want my money easily that accessible. Somebody can
No. Exactly.
Snatch it right out. You know, I can always say that's not my driver's license. And, you know, no, I can always say that's not my birth certificate. That's not me. Or I was here. You can prove that. But money is hard to get back.
Yes. And since we're sort of on this topic, we're kind of going down this way.
Yes, Mom.
Another story from GamePolitics.com this morning. I told y'all earlier, well, not earlier this week, I think it was Friday of last week, about Carrier IQ and how it can track all your information from your phone. They've got a thing up, how to deal with Carrier IQ. Ever since Trevor Eckhart uncovered the true nature of Carrier IQ, a program that monitors everything, and I do mean everything, that's going on a smartphone it is installed on, it has been dominating headlines. Consumers are obviously concerned about their privacy, particularly if they happen to be a customer of a company that uses the software like Sprint, AT&T, I hate you, and T-Mobile. seriously, hate them. While the company that makes these software insists the software is not malicious, several parties have decided to sue them for allegedly violating federal wiretap laws. Eckhart's research seems to indicate that it logs everything someone does on a smartphone that has the software installed. That aside, the real question is, how do consumers deal with the Carrier IQ? PC Magazine, they have an article that details how to figure out if Carrier IQ is on your phone. And I wouldn't usually tell you about this, but it is something you should know, whether or not it's on your phone, and details several options for removing it from Android devices. Sorry, iPhone people, y'all are screwed with AT&T. Unfortunately, the only thing you can do for iOS devices is to block it on your phone. Yeah, this is kind of crazy. I searched my phone. My phone doesn't seem to have it. I actually went through it. But still, I do not want you people to know what I'm doing. Stop looking at my porn. It's my porn. And I lost Corey.
I'm laughing because I made a joke and nobody heard it. It was sad. They took our porn. Okay, so.
Love you, Corey.
I'm out of order. I know. All right, so finally I got the pictures up of the new Droid tablet because the people who sent this to us, they are like Fort Knox. That's how you make your stuff secure. They give us the screenshots, but I have to go through like five different websites to get to them. So they're up if you want to take a look at that if you're planning on picking up one for Christmas. Be a nice gift for us. So anyway, PayPal. Apparently something has gone horribly awry over at PayPal during some charity donations. VentureBeat is reporting that online transactions company PayPal is taking a considerable amount of heat from critics after forcing Regretsky, like with Etsy, to refund all donations for its holiday charity efforts while keeping the initial transaction fees. That's right. Regretsky is a blog that features the odd and strange items that are for sale through the arts and crafts online marketplace, Etsy, which we've talked about here before. Remember the Angry Birds bra, the craze that we started?
I love Etsy. So much good stuff up
there. Yeah, we're the one who started the Angry Birds bra thing. Nobody saw it. Ginger actually is credited with that. The AOL did not find it. You saw it other places. It was here first. Trust me.
Yes, it was here first.
While also raising money for charities at the same time when they did this. For its Secret Santa charity, Regretsky owner Helen Killer accidentally selected the donate button rather than the buy now or shopping cart buttons when setting up options for people to make a donation. Because the money from these donations isn't going directly to charity, meaning donation money goes through Regretsky first before going to the charity, PayPal is making the site refund hundreds of $2 donations. Had Killer selected the buy now option, none of this would be an issue. Because I used the wrong button, they've made me send them everything from bank statements to articles of incorporation to affidavits and notarized statements, even though I have been a verified business customer of theirs for 10 years, wrote Killer in a blog post about the incident. While PayPal's policy was put into place to prevent scam artists from taking donations under the guise of being a charitable organization, it doesn't excuse the company for pocketing the transaction fees. Ooh.
Ouch.
PayPal, not good.
Not good at all.
Just switch it over and give her the fees back. She made a mistake. It's a small mistake, and it was a mistake in the vein of something good.
It was.
We got 2 minutes. Do we really have time for one more?
Probably not.
All right. We're going to get out of here. It is cold, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be something that involves me and bundled up.
Yes. Very, very, very bundled.
We
up.
Got games to review anyway, so I think I'm going to bundle up in here, me and Kitten Matrix, who has disappeared to parts unknown. I didn't even know she was gone. I didn't hear the jingle. So, Kitten, did I tell you Kitten Matrix was sick? Yeah, she's got a cold.
Oh, poor Kitten Matrix.
I got to go and clean her face. How do I do that, Ginger? You have cats.
You want a wet wipe?
I'm out of wet wipes. She's going to hate me.
Oh, with a warm, wet rag then.
I'm going to have to try to find one in here that I feel comfortable. Y'all should know I'm a germaphobe, so yeah. Anyway, somebody's going to try to use that against me. I'm going to tell you, I will knock you the hell out. Do not run up to me with stuff on your hands. I will knock you out. I will not even pause before you get close to me. I will not warn you. This is your warning now, but if you come up to me, I got... Bloom.
Yeah, y'all are in trouble.
Yeah, I'm a feisty little chick. Okay, we are out of here. We will see you guys later on with some fashion... some virtual fashion.
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of virtual fashion.
You know what? In honor of what we were talking about earlier, I think I'm going to throw this in here again. And Ginger likes it.
Mm-hmm. GLaDOS Lego.
She just tweeted to us. You are not a Jedi.
You know what? I'm gonna make me a whole this full of stuff. Get that walker on my balance board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to know where that's from, Cereal Hearts Nub Pepper Pack Elephant.
All right, we better go because GLaDOS is coming. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!